Recorded in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Joy Dad's Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we back. Malcolm.
What's up?
How was your week, my nigga?
Busy.
Busy?
Yeah, busy with work. Busy with, majority busy with moving. Yeah, I finally moved into a new place. So, Yeah. So no more long journeys for me when it comes to the weekends for recording. No more 3 to 4 hour road trips.
I could have watched all the Lord of the Rings movie by the time you made it here. All of them.
Nah, you probably get through, what? You probably get through maybe 2.5. Yeah, Lord of the Rings movies.
I never watched those movies, though. I just walk a lot in them. I'm good, fam.
Yeah, that's stupid. Let's see. Watch anything.
Nope. Watch it?
I didn't watch it. I was...
Watchy-watchy?
I was watching people move my move boxes. My shit. Move my shit. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played anything either.
Your shit been in storage. Well, not in storage, well, yeah, boxes.
Yeah, so
I ain't taking that shit out.
Yeah, I started, last night I hooked my PlayStation and my internet up last night and stuff. So I was like, I had cut it on to like,
you ain't got a surround system, something. Do you?
Huh?
You ain't got a surround system, do you?
No, I don't.
I hate that shit. You ain't got a surround system. You got to wrap all that shit up. Then you got to put it back up.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't put my shit back up yet. I'm like, yeah, fuck all that. I hooked the bass up. It's like one speaker. I'm going to say, yeah, I ain't finna be hanging on that shit right now. That was like 5 months ago, too.
By the way. I used to have one, but I gave it to someone.
Yeah, I'm like, get a sound bar and sound bar and a what you call it, one of the big ass speaker things at the bottom, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I think I might re-get one though. But if I do get one, that bitch might be wireless, so I won't have
Oh, my shit is wired. So I'm gonna have. I really gotta set shit up because like when I had shit set up, I had the wires. Yeah, I had them hidden, but they were everywhere. But
yeah,
like,
you gotta run them and everything.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I already run wires and shit at work. I don't need to be doing it at home, too. So, what else? Didn't watch anything. Didn't play anything. Just been unloading all this week. So, from Friday.
Keep it at zero. Keep it at a minimum.
Yeah, so Friday, yesterday, and then possibly today.
Again,
unpacking and stuff, putting stuff up. But other than that, that was pretty much my week. Yeah. I'm just so happy I ain't got to do this long commute.
Moving again?
Yeah.
For a long time?
I ain't moving until I get my house.
Same him and they.
Yeah, so I'm good. We're gonna be at that spot. I can comfortably say that I'm happy with my place
until I get out.
Yeah, I can comfortably say this time, like, since I'm not in a city, but I'm like near the city.
Mm-hmm.
This time, and I can comfortably
say, how close are you to Six Flags?
Oh, real close.
Like across the street close.
Not that close. But like maybe like 10 minutes away, 5 minutes.
Get that season pass, bro.
Yeah.
You already
everybody and their mama like, oh man, I know where to go. I need to be there the next day.
Yeah, if I don't feel like driving back home.
Yeah.
Crash at Malcolm's pad.
Yeah, I'm just I'm happy. But I ain't moving nowhere for the next 2 years, whatever.
Understood.
Yeah, I'm happy. Nigga got his back. Well, I'll
somewhat of a
back cave. I wouldn't say back cave, but like my back garage.
That works, nigga.
Yeah, so
first ring had to start somewhere.
Right. Yeah, so I'm like real happy with that, because that's the one thing that used to kill me with living up north.
Dig a hole deep enough, and then you might make it to the back cave.
Yeah.
That's how he fell into his back cave, right? Fell into the hole.
Fell into the hole.
Just gotta keep digging.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm like so happy because before, when I was living in the city, before I had moved, you know, all the way to Springfield, when we was living up north, man, it used to kill me. I used to come off work and stuff.
That's no parks.
No parks.
That's why nobody had to come over your house.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. Hey, like, that does.
I ain't gonna find no park.
Yeah, that does deter people, especially when you got relatives and stuff. Be like, I want to guess. You like, yeah, you don't want them to come relatives,
nigga. Y'all stayed in like the college area, so
yeah,
all them fucking kids had cars and shit, and yep. Yeah, that shit was fucking.
And it was like only time that I was parking around then was when they leave to go back home, or holidays, or if you get there like early, because like.
Like 2 o'clock, probably. Niggas yeah. In class or some shit.
Yeah, because if you coming over my house like late,
it's dead.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for you. You probably found a park like 3 blocks away
exactly.
From my house. That's so
using them feet.
Yeah, but I'm happy this time that I ain't got to do that. I could just just pull it right in.
Like, I've been getting so comfortable in the back, parking in the back. But like, I don't even bag up. I just
pull it in the air.
I bag it out in the morning. I ain't gonna worry about it. I bag it out in the morning.
Yeah, I'm so happy because now, nigga, when it's stuck. Like, what was it? Friday, it snowed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I woke up Saturday morning. I was like, oh, fuck, it snowed. And then I was like, oh, fuck, it's snow. And I was like,
I got dust on my car.
Yeah, like, I don't have to, like, go out. Like, I was like, my car is
in, safe.
Yeah, I don't have to dust snow and shit off. I was like, I had thought about it for a minute because, I was like, damn, it's snow. And then I was like, wait a minute. Damn, it's snow. And I was like, happy. I was like, oh, I ain't got to worry about it. Cool.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's not all you want, Snow. Do your thing, Snow.
I don't want to say that because then you would be trapped in the garage.
Trapped in the garage. Oh, man.
Other than that, that's pretty much my week.
Mm. Well, I had a real quick week at work. I love it.
You said quick week?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was Tuesday, one day, and today is this Sunday again. I love it. I don't remember what happened at work. It went by so fast. I love it. Let's see. I finished watching My Hero Academia. I don't know if I said that this week or last week. Cool. I'm not sure. But I finished that season 3 or whatever season it is. I finished that.
I still have to watch the movie. Duh.
Yeah, I still got to. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
I'm going to do it eventually.
Yeah, I'm probably watch it this week before I start Attack on Titan. Because they got that dubbed on Funimation now. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that. That's my next venture. So next can't say I don't watch anime. What else? I've been watching a show called Good Girls on Netflix with my wife. It's got a Weeds vibe to it.
Uh-huh. It's another one
pretty
of those.
Cool. Yeah. Hopefully I don't cry at the end. I cried at the end of Weeds. I don't care. What else? What else did I watch? Oh, I've been watching. Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I bought it. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
sunflower. How about that, bruh?
I forgot that. I had saw like a commercial for it the other day, and I was like, "Oh, damn, that dude!"
They got like the first 10 minutes on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I might cop that too because my wife and my son didn't see it.
Oh yeah,
I don't think so.
They're missing out.
Yeah.
Best animated movie of the year.
Yeah, she. She normally talks shit when we do the.
Yeah, that's my wife. My wife said that. My wife said that you finna go out with your gay friends to go see Captain Marvel. I said maybe. He said you just gonna accept the fact that I called y'all gay.
I don't care.
As long as you know you married a gay man. I like superhero movies, so whatever. So like whatever, I'll take that.
Yeah, my wife be like, we don't know. Whatever, like, most of the time when we go,
it's not for y'all.
Most of the time we go, she either don't want to see the ones I want to see, or like, if she do, which is cool, like, I don't mind seeing it again, but her thing is she want to see it she want to see it like the first time. I don't want to be your second choice. Like she's like, I want to go when I want to go.
I want to go. I know you're not used to this, but you the side chick. You
the side chick.
I had to force my wife to watch Black Panther. Hell, so
yeah,
I know she don't want to see no damn superhero movies.
Yeah, no, yeah, my wife, she likes seeing them and stuff. It's just with us, like. We be like, all right, we have our shit planned out months in advance. We be like, all right, this movie and this movie.
We know what's coming out.
So, squad day for these movies.
Right.
Like, yeah. And then we just go see it when the movie come out. Yeah. But
it's okay. It's married life.
Yeah, because, like, I still want to see... I still want to see Captain Marvel, and my wife was like,
"I just want to see what she has to do with it. I don't even
really she was
care
like,
for the fucking movie.
What the fuck she gonna do?" She's like, "I'd rather watch the Storm movie than her." I was like, "Damn!" I was like, "That's kind of hard." She was like,
"Storm,
man,
she's like,
what
are you doing with this?"
No, she was like, "I just want to know what she gonna do and how she gonna fix everything." She's like, "I just want to know." She's like, "I don't want to see that movie, but I just want to know."
I think she might be the next threat. She might kill Thanos and then just take over.
Yeah, that's how I was like, so I'm guessing you don't want to see this. I guess that might be a squad movie then. He's like, oh, I tried.
As soon as you go see it with us. Nah, why did you go see it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know I want to go see it. You know exactly what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, so. What else? I played Jump Force I don't even think I played that shit for an hour.
Yeah.
So, I played that. I still gotta play Anthem. I still been stuck on Apex whenever I do get a chance to play the game. I don't know, it's addictive. I like killing people. Same problem I got with Battlefield. Like, I play Battlefield for hours, my nigga. It's to kill people and talk shit.
Not that Battlefield type of guy.
Yeah, I know.
I like shooters, but.
Not Battlefield.
I fucking hate Battlefield, man. Because, one, like. Everybody and mama got all.
It's a workhorse.
Like,
it's a workhorse.
Game, yeah, bro. Yeah. You gotta definitely grind in that bitch. Yeah, because I remember, man, when I was playing with you and Dude.
Battlefield
1, I sat here, shot Dude like 10 times in the head with this gun I had. 10 times. And my man shot me once. And I was like, what the fuck? And I
had a better gun.
Like, yeah, that was the case. He had a better gun. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Sometimes like when it happens.
But, you know what? When we play that shit, that's all right. Because Dude be talking shit. He's like, well, you gotta do this. And I was like, all right. I was like, I see how your ass feel when we hop on Division.
I'm letting all them texts come at you.
Yeah.
Absorb them bullets. Go ahead.
Yeah, because dude will tell you, he be mad as hell when we go in the dark zone. Because motherfuckers got, good-ass girl. Yeah. They just be taking the bullets. He'd be like, man, what kind of bullshit is this?
They had the watch call for that, too, yesterday. The open beta for
Yeah, open beta for two.
I knew it was going on, but I was like, man, my internet and shit is going to take. I'm gonna that shit in 2 days, around with this shit.
I had too much shit going on, so I knew I wasn't going to make that beta. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just got my shit, though we moved in Friday.
Yeah.
Like, I just got my internet set up yesterday.
Man, I wasn't even going to worry about playing that show. Like, I'll just wait.
Yeah, I was like, eh. I was like, I'll get to it eventually, cause I'll play.
I'll play
Division.
With y'all niggas. So yeah. Man, I ain't gonna play. That's what happened last time. I got bored. I ain't even beat that motherfucker either.
You never finished the story.
Mm-hmm. I got bored. What the fuck was that?
You dropping money?
I don't know.
That sound like money.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I'm broke.
Whoever it was, can you drop about
dollar bills?
Ten grand now. Yeah.
What the fuck?
A cool meal.
Well, yeah, that's all I did. I played, watched. I came up last week. Me and my partner came up with a clothing line. This week I came up with another clothing line, but it's gonna be for kids. I'm working on those today and tomorrow, or just the logos or the designs, whatever. Because I didn't already came up with a couple shirts already.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing that. I felt like Peter Griffin this week when he said he found the Jew, or I needed you, and he had found one. I found the Chinaman for wholesale, clothing and stuff.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah, I found me a Chinaman. He's really in China, though. Like he got like wholesale shorts and shirts and all that type of shit. Everything like that.
Every person always has like some kind of connect. Cause I remember when my
I found him on Etsy.
You found him on Etsy?
I've never been on Etsy.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I found him. Yeah. I found him in a China Man.
Yeah, you can find everything on Etsy. Yeah.
I've never been on there. I'm like, yeah, cool. So I'm like, when I start getting these pieces designed, it's gonna cost me like $4, probably less than that.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah.
All the patterns and shit. Yeah, because exactly. I remember when my wife worked for a certain company and shit. She was telling me that I guess her boss and like somebody else, they used to fly over to China.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because they would have they would meet up with their person and. Like they would show them like the new patterns and shit that they made and shit, and, like make the dresses from there and ship them shits off.
Oh yeah, we just gonna Skype. I ain't got time for that. Or the money, or the resources.
He's like, I'm dealing with a low, right. Low budget.
Right, low budget. I could buy the product, but I can't.
I can't manufacture. Yeah.
What does that do? I bought some new shoes.
New shoes.
Man, that's about it. I ain't doing shit else to me. I'm still living in a curse-free home.
Yeah, how's that
shit's
going?
That shit's hard.
I bet.
I only really curse it like two places now. Outside the home and the podcast.
I thought you was going to say, outside the home and then the bathroom or something. The only toilet. Shit!
No, I can't do that either. You say, huh? What'd you say?
Not ear hustling at the door.
At the door. Shoot.
I believe that was my butt. It said drop.
That's my butt talking in self-expression. Yeah, man, that's it. Let's get to these stories. These shits is light, so we only got like four stories, bro. Malcolm.
What's up?
Big trending topic of this week. Momo, the YouTube kid killer. I did not see any videos of Momo, so I don't know exactly what the fuck she does or what she says during any of these videos, but I just know that...
Supposedly, well...
She scares the shit out of kids, I guess? I don't know.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be a, quote-unquote, it was supposed to be an actual video telling motherfuckers how to kill themselves or some shit.
Like that. Oh, like that story we had, like, probably like a year ago. Well, yeah, a year ago, though. With that truck, Blaze the truck, you remember that app? You call it and say, and you slit your throat. He sound like Irish and shit. That shit.
Yeah, but this is like, it was just, long story short, it's just some asshole trolling motherfuckers because like every news outlet and everybody just picked this shit up and was like, oh, it's actual. There is no video.
So is he just putting it on? Also, it was no
there's Momo video. No, there's no the videos do not Momo. Exist.
Okay.
So, like, no, YouTube is sitting over here trying to put out fires and shit that don't exist.
That's because, why they broke it. Again.
Yeah, because everybody's like, oh, what the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all letting this shit on here? Y'all letting this shit slide through the kids' shit?
Ain't shit there.
Yeah, we're like, look, we're doing the best we can.
With nothing, because it's nothing there.
Right. It's like a million videos getting uploaded, like, a second a day.
Just that picture.
A second a day.
I had saw the little Momo picture, though, like, on one of the thumbnails or whatever. I was like, we had a Momo challenge. It was on Beetlejuice, but they played that shit on live TV. when they pulled their face together, they had his eyeball on his hands. Like, this is our Momo challenge. They played this shit on live TV.
Yeah, but actually, the actual picture came from an artist.
The thing like, looks familiar. It looks familiar as hell.
Yeah, that's what I instantly thought. Beetlejuice, but then like I guess somebody stole like they just cropped a picture of of this artist's statue that he made or something.
Looked familiar as hell. Like I've seen that thing before.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know where the fuck it came from.
Yeah, but the whole it's just like, although as parents you do have to like monetize what your kids watch and shit.
My kids been off YouTube kids. That shit been there ever since I done seen little pedophile esque type motherfucking people and like a whole bunch of DC costumes and Disney costumes and grown ass people.
Yeah,
chasing each other around.
Yeah, those shit.
That shit's weird, bro.
Those shits got can't.
That's pedophilish.
Some of them are like, their pages are like deleted and all that shit for those cases. Now, there is other weird shit going on with, like, I want to say with, I guess, pedophile paraphernalia, like, with, like, you know, things that are, like, kind of innocent, but, like, I guess YouTube are trying to...
in the comments.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. Like, YouTube trying to, like... Well, YouTube's, like, cracking down on that and, like, canceling, like...
No, they did.
Because, like, according to, like...
They disabled all the comments, like, on the YouTube... All the YouTube kids' videos.
Yeah, that's been disabled since the earliest shit we talked about a while ago, but... for some of the channels, for, like, these, like, I want to say kind of older, a little bit older kids. Mm. Like, the new problem is, like, people found, like, pedophiles, like talking sexual about, like if you see a thumbnail of, like, a little girl, like, doing the split gymnastics
they time stamping
awkward positions and shit like that, and that all this weird, other bro. Shit. Yeah, and YouTube's trying to, like, get a hold of that shit, but like I said, it's like a million videos getting uploaded.
It's a million videos, a million pedophiles that y'all ain't never gonna find.
Yeah, so kids,
like, what algorithm or robot y'all gonna build to fix this shit? Like, the fuck?
Yeah, so they immediate answer is basically disabling
everything.
Yeah, they disabling, like, the comment section for the, like, those, like, I guess family channels or whatever. So.
I know, it was some fucking dude, I forgot his name, but if you take USA, whatever the case is, he made a video about him. He, because the guy was, like, telling, like, for kids and family channels, whatever the case is, he was telling, like, Disney and Nickelodeon and all those, like, little things like that, they was telling them to stop sponsoring these channels, and some of the big-ass companies cut them channels off.
Yeah,
just off this guy, like, saying some shit, and, like, the shit wasn't true, though.
Yeah.
Like, the shit that was going on their channels and shit wasn't true, but somehow this, whoever the fuck the dude was, I can't remember his name, but he had that much pull and started that much of a uproar for the cases with the other companies, and they actually cut motherfucking family channels and kids channels and shit off like that.
Yeah, that's why I like, that's why I know, like, with some of the stuff YouTube is trying to, like, do something about, but like I said, it's like 1,000 or a million videos that get uploaded every, like,
yeah, people always tell me, like, yeah, start a kids channel with your kids and everything like that. I'm like, bro, no, YouTube is too dangerous. Like,
yeah,
that shit. No. All I need is to see my child on a fucking Reddit feed or something, some perverted ass Reddit feed type shit or some shit like that, and I'll be trying to chase a motherfucker down, see a sign, the motherfucker or something. Like, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, so, yeah, they trying to, like, do something about it. Like, I guess, like, but people want them to, like, fix it. Like, they all, like, fry shit. Fix it.
YouTube can't fix it.
Like, YouTube
kids.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, YouTube's way of fixing it, like, when it's under pressure and shit, like, they do, like, these drastic things that tend to fuck up other shit. Like, with the whole disabling comments and, like, deleting pages and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they accidentally deleted, like, a person's, like, family page that didn't didn't have anything, like, dealing with the little criteria or whatever that like that might be kind of suspect or anything like that, and like that person had to go through a whole thing, and then YouTube, like, brought their channel back and all that other shit. But, like, yeah, it's always like something drastic, and then, like, something happens, and it's like just fucks everything up. Like,
fuck something else up.
Yeah, it's like how the apocalypse happened when that happened. Like, how YouTube changed completely, and it's like every time something crazy like that happened, it's gonna keep, like, changing that drastically, and it's gonna one, hurt the platform itself, two, hurt the creators that are creating content for the platform. Mm-hmm. Or it's just gonna, like, alienate everybody that's, like, everybody's creativity and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like so many fucking different guidelines and rules and shit that, like, and so many different clauses that, like, majority of, like, all right, I use our shit, for example, like even topics we talk about, like, we get fucking demonetized and shit like that. For
they say too many curse words.
Yeah, it's just, like, so many different things, like, ever since then, because, like, it wasn't like that before, mm-hmm. like, that heavy, and it's, like, it's, like, even crazier now, like, it's, like, you just get hit for every fucking thing.
Everybody gets fucked over because one rotten apple, pretty much.
Yeah.
Type shit. But
I digress.
Did anything happen? I don't know if anything happened with this guy, but since we're on YouTube, PewDiePie, anything happened with PewDiePie this week? For some reason, on some Facebook page or shit that I'm subscribed to, they were saying, subscribe to PewDiePie or unsubscribe to PewDiePie. I don't know. Just
I don't know. I know T-Series and him are like the, like, they get neck and neck with, like, most,
subs or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I didn't know why.
So,
I'm
like,
trying to see why the fuck I see PewDiePie so fucking much on my fucking Facebook.
Yeah. Remember how before we talked about, like, months ago, like hackers was, like, hacking people's stuff and like, telling them to, like, subscribe to PewDiePie and shit like that.
Gotta hire some hackers.
Yeah.
Some dedicated hackers. Some
dedicated hackers.
Malcolm. This next story just lets me know that my mom wasn't dedicated enough and didn't believe in my dreams of being a professional video game player. So I found out this week that it is a mom somewhere in the world that feeds her son while he's playing a video game at video game arcades.
Why?
Because he'll go 48 hours without eating. So she stands there and feeds him while he's still playing the game.
Why?
That just let me know my mom wasn't dedicated enough.
He said your mom wasn't dedicated enough, huh?
So, yeah, bro. I thought that shit was wild, though. Like,
that's wild, man. What?
Pretty sure he's playing Fortnite, nigga. I'm not even going to guess whatever other game he's probably playing, bro. He's at the age where Fortnite, and I'm pretty sure it's Fortnite. I don't even give a fuck what the real game is. It's Fortnite.
He said it's Fortnite to you.
I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't think it's Fortnite.
I think it's one of those MMORPG games.
He's a millennial, Malcolm. He's playing Fortnite. He's a young kid.
All millennials play Fortnite. You thinking of the generation under the millennials.
Well, whatever. These little niggas.
These new niggas
that keep playing Fortnite all day. So, yeah, but his mom is feeding him, bro, while he's playing the game. There's literally a picture of his mom with a spoon in the hand while he's on the game, bro.
That's wild, bro.
So, yeah, bro. Malcolm, do you know who Zion Williamson is?
Why does that name sound familiar?
He is the big ass whatever guard, whatever, that plays for Duke basketball.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know.
So I forgot. I think it was Notre Dame who they played. I think this happened last week. I'm not sure. It either happened last week or the week before last, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so he plays for Duke. Probably like in the first, it's a big rivalry game. Like, Everybody's out there. Barack Obama is out there. Wesley Snipes. It's a lot of people out there. So, like, probably in the first couple minutes of the quarter, he goes down with an injury. And, like, this kid is the biggest NBA future prospect, or whatever the case is. So big that when he got injured from his fucking shoe, his foot busting out of his shoe, Nike stocks plummeted.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, my nigga. Nike shoes are trash, which we all have known. I've literally seen, like, plenty of videos where shoes have been busted open. Nike shoes have been busted open. Yeah, or, like, they're melted, like, on the floor on the basketball court.
I heard, like, two things with, like, this story. Like, that, well, one, we all know that any person that play any kind of college ball, they don't have any money whatsoever. It's always the coaches that make money and shit like that, and the schools that make money off.
That's
of,
the bad,
like,
part.
Yeah, that's the bad part about being, like, an athlete in college. You don't get anything. Like you can't get sponsors, none of that shit.
Nope, can't do nothing.
Because, hey, like, it's against the rules.
It was a kid
school
I called,
some shit.
I called him, like, real late. It's probably like last year before last. he's playing college football. I forgot what school or for the case he is. But he had a YouTube channel that was growing, like a real big YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And
that.
They told him he couldn't do YouTube no more.
Yeah.
Or he was going to lose his scholarship or have to leave the school or whatever. And he chose YouTube, I think. But at the same time, when they the story got so big, what the case was, that he actually got a job at like ESPN or some shit like that, or mm-hmm. SportsCenter, somewhere like that. I can't really remember.
Yeah, I remember that story because, like, in the clause of, like,
The NCAA
or something, that, like, you can't have any out, like, you basically can't be, like, making money.
No other way.
Like, you don't get any money doing college shit.
They sell these kids jerseys.
Yeah, they sell their jerseys. They sell shoes of these kids, whatever.
Yeah, and kids make no money off of this. And it all supposedly goes to the sports program.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother subject. But, Nike stocks plummeted. Skechers, they got a social account, which I didn't even know they had a social media account, like Wendy's and them. But, you know, shoe companies got to go at it too sometimes. And they put up a post saying, just blew it. Skechers, we won't split on you. and it was pretty much towards Nike, whatever the case is.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, I guess, that he was wearing, like, promo.
Some prototype shoes, or some shit like that.
I don't know.
But yeah, just because he's the biggest top prospect or whatever, supposed to be going to the league or whatever the case is. I don't know how bad the injury is. I don't know. I think he'd be fine. But he's a big ass boy too at the same time.
Yeah,
so I think
he'd be fine. Did you see the actual video of him on the court?
I think I did. I just don't remember it though.
Yeah, that shit was dangerous, bro. I was like, man, he could have tore his whole.
Telling a nigga that didn't pop knees and broken ankles and shit. You gotta tell me. Every time I see an accident, I clench up. Start rubbing my knee.
Yeah.
I know my knee can't take that no more.
he could have tore his whole ankle and his knee tendons and shit.
So yeah, that happened with him. Let's see what else. I got one or two more stories, maybe.
Yeah.
No, not one more story. now I don't know how old this story is, but I saw it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you filed your taxes yet, Michael?
Yes, I have.
I still got to file, man. I'm going to do TurboTax. I'm going to figure it out. I promise I'm going to do them this year. I haven't done them in a while. I promise I'm going to do them this year. But, yeah. So, I don't know how. I haven't did my taxes in a while, so I don't really know how this works. But some lady, she didn't go for $9,400. She didn't go for $94,000. She didn't go for $940,000 on her tax check stub thingy, whatever the fuck it is. She put down $94 million.
Oh wow.
That she made in a year. You wanna guess the race? Come on, Michael. You already know it. You just don't wanna say it. Cause we actually didn't have shit happen to us the last week of Black History Month.
come on, man.
So yeah. This lady got locked up I guess trying to turn in $94 million tax check. Bruh. Who's this bitch that she is? Donald Trump? Fucking Will Smith? Fucking Oprah?
Apparently.
So, yeah. $94 million, bruh. I don't know how much she thought she was going to get back out of that. Because I'm pretty sure that... What would make somebody want to do that, bruh?
Money, I guess. Stupidity.
That's stupid as shit.
you do realize they do.
You actually got a check. They got
track
check.
In that shit.
I'm pretty sure you didn't make $94 million.
Yeah.
Letting on Section 8 and all the other shit.
Nigga, you trip.
Yeah, so she got locked up. I saw the video and everything like that. It was funny as hell to me because he was just like, I didn't know. what didn't you know? You didn't know you were going to get caught. You didn't know $94 million was too much. Then she wrote her on a check, bro. You know how much $94 million, it was so funny because the box for the check, where the numbers come out and shit like that, it couldn't even fit in the box. So it was, so the numbers was busting out the box. But it made it even funnier, bro. It was bad. Some people are just stupid. That's just greediness at its best. That's just greed, bro. Know your seven deadly sins. That shit was funny as hell, though. $94 million. And she had, a ratchet-ass wig on or some shit like that, too. So, yeah, she didn't get far, though. Pretty sure she next time she'll think about it. How many years is that? That's federal, right?
That's federal. So, who knows? Yeah,
so, I guess she'll figure it out. She'll get it right next time.
Yeah, you know, what else happened this week? The Michael Cohen shit.
What happened with Michael Cohen?
No, him singing.
Singing?
No, I mean, like, trial, telling all the dirt on Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I've been waiting on that.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on that to happen.
My man was like, he hadn't paid us that, and third.
Oh, man.
My man's a racist. My man's this. My man's that.
Everything that we known already, huh?
Yeah. It's like, all right, now it's on record. Victim. It's like, all right, it's on record.
All right. Now what? No, nothing. I'm just going to let him finish out his term.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then we can possibly, maybe.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe try him for all this shit.
You care about T-Pain winning the Masked Singer competition?
Masked Singer?
Yeah.
That's a show?
Yeah.
Really?
Masked singers.
Really?
They got like full-blown costumes. Costumes.
Really?
They had to go through the whole competition of the costumes, and people had to guess who the singer was. Yeah. Nick Cannon's hosting it, my nigga. Oh. Don't expect too much. I mean,
Nick Cannon hosts a lot of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just letting you know, T-Pain won.
So nobody could guess that it was T-Pain show. Singing.
Yeah.
I don't have cable, so...
I mean, I got Sling TV, nigga. It comes on Fox, too, by the way, so I don't watch Fox, but...
No, I
just saw him on Ella. Actually, I was on YouTube and Ella.
I just stream what I would like.
I am Ellen.
I watch Ellen, yeah. I actually just, like, I stream what I want to watch, so...
I don't
have regular TV.
The Masked Singer wasn't up there for you, Mark.
So, that's something new on me. I was like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, he was the monster.
He's a monster. So he's walking around in a fucking furry suit.
I can show you, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
I can show you real quick.
Yeah, I need to see this alleged show. Oh, wow. He was like in a legit fur suit.
Let me see. Okay. I'll pull up an image. Probably better. See it better. Oh, there he goes. Oh. That's just T-Pain.
So.
It was other people in there, too.
What?
Yeah,
like,
it's a show.
Is this
called
a week
Mass
long
Singer?
Thing? Like,
every week. Yeah, just like American Idol, just masked people, and they had to guess who they were. Yeah.
So that person got to wear the suit for the, like,
every week.
Every week.
Yep.
And they perform, like,
yeah,
a different
it's a
custom-made
song. Custom made suit and everything.
Wow. That's just crazy, bro.
The only thing is, I haven't watched the show. I think me and my wife tried to watch, like, the first show, whatever the case was, and we just, like, yeah, this ain't it, but. If I would have, like, got, like, real deep into it, like, I know how T-Pain sounds.
Yeah.
Like, even without the auto-tune. Because he could fucking sing. I seen his NPR, Tiny Desk, whatever the case is, so I know he could fucking sing. But nobody could guess that was him. Nobody guessed that was him. That's bad. Yeah. That's all I got for this week, man. Light week, nigga. Ain't shit really happened. Momo took over. Momo took over and YouTube Kids took over.
That shit was driving me crazy, man, because my wife kept talking about that. Because she's in, like, some mom groups and, like, on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
And she had shown me that, and I was like, ugh. And when I looked before I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I was, like, looking at it and reading it, and I was like, okay, this sounds like bullshit. And I, like, started searching, then I was like, all right, then, like, I think, like, the next day, Philly D came out, and, like, he was talking about it, too, and I was like, oh, yeah, this shit definitely a hoax. Just like I thought.
Somebody like, got all y'all talking about Momo.
Yeah, somebody got everybody going and shit just for no reason. It's yeah. Like.
So, yeah, my nigga, that's it. I got shit to do today. Got merch to make our merch. Two other brand merches.
Which merch?
I think that's it, my nigga.
All right.
You got trailers.
Trailers.
Got a lot of cool trailers. So.
Let's get it.
Next week, or a week after next, I'm not sure. Depending on the topics, depending on what we got going on. Might do a live stream.
Maybe.
We got all the equipment.
Maybe.
Everything is here.
Maybe.
So, we might go live. We're going to figure that out, though.
Maybe.
Might take a vote on it, too.
Maybe.
Might put a YouTube poll up. First YouTube poll. Yeah. See what next one think.
It's our first time on the poll. Be gentle.
Oh, yeah. I want to pause it so bad, but it's so funny, though.
That's why I didn't.
Oh, yeah, that might be it. Good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, this has been another episode of Dread Dads Podcast. My name is Clark.
My name is Mal.
And we out this bitch. Make sure to follow us all our social media works. Dread Dads Podcast, except for Twitter.
Dads with Dreads.
And we here every day, every week, uploading content, selling merch. Check the description. We got a Discord. We got a Patreon. And everything you need. Description. Hit it down below.
Hello.
All right, peace. Yeah.